Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The disciples approached Jesus and said, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" He called a child over, placed it in their midst, and said, "Amen, I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever becomes humble like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever receives one child such as this in my name receives me. See that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I say to you, their angels in heaven always look upon the face of my heavenly Father. What is your opinion? If a man has 100 sheep and one of them goes astray, will he not leave the 99 in the hills and go in search for the stray? And if he finds it, amen, I say to you, he rejoices more over it than over the 99 that did not stray. In just the same way, it is not the will of your heavenly Father that one of these little ones be lost." The Gospel of the Lord. I don't know whether some of you have social media handles, let's say Facebook, Instagram, or even other media handles. And guess what? The one with the greatest following is the one that is an influencer. That's what is happening in the world today. In today's gospel, our Lord Jesus Christ is approached by the disciples, and they ask him a question: who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And of course, Jesus looks at them. He didn't give the answer right away, but instead, he invites the child over, places it in their midst, and says, "Here is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven." Not a person with great power, not even an influencer, not even a person with status, but a child. "Here is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven." And so Jesus was inviting them to look at the child and how they behave. As we know, the children, they are always dependent on their parents or the person who is, you know, who can become their security around them, maybe their guardians. That's what happens. They trust that person to take care of them, to protect them. And Jesus was inviting his disciples that if you want to be greatest, look at the child and how they behave. They always trust in the one who is there. We too, in our Christian life, we are like children. We need to trust our God and place all our trust and confidence in him. He is the one in charge of our life. When we lose sight of that, then we miss a point. And Jesus says, "Amen, I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever receives the child such as this receives me." My brothers and sisters in Christ, the saint that we celebrate today, Saint Clare, she took this message to heart. She knew where she could find her comfort, her everything. As we know her, She became from a wealthy family. She had everything when she was young. But she decided to give up everything for the love of God, for the love of Jesus Christ. And she centered her life on the life of poverty, a life of prayer, a life of charity, a life of simplicity, following the example of her master, Saint Francis of Assisi. She knew so well to be great in the kingdom of heaven is to be humble, is to let God be in charge of everything, to let God to be in charge of her life. We pray for the grace in this Eucharistic celebration that we too, as we journey toward heaven, that also reflect on our own lives and ask ourselves, what does it mean to be great in the kingdom of heaven? It's not all about what we have. It's not all about power, status, reputation, but it is recognizing the presence of God in our lives. It is putting God at the center of everything that we do, in our prayers, in our reflection on the Word of God, spending time with one another as brothers and sisters, and reflecting on the presence of God in our lives, in our hearts. May Saint Clare also intercede for us, that we too may always yearn to be great in the kingdom of heaven. Amen.